and either reintegrate or, you know, let go of these other little versions of you. And it's a lot like when you have a puppy. You know, when you have a puppy, they're wonderful. They're so much fun. But when they come up to you for attention and they want attention, you don't give it, they're going to run off and chew up your best pair of shoes and do bad things on your carpet and all of those things. But when you give it attention, you've got that lifelong friend. So we really need to be giving attention. And it's like you said, yeah, we put those things into place when you're young. We've built on them. But most of us have not gone in and done that little reset, that cleanup through hypnosis.
Welcome to the Rise, Shine, and Redefine podcast, where we explore personal growth, relationships, and transformative mindsets. I'm Karen Meininger, your guide and ally on this journey. Imagine a space where your true beauty shines, where every challenge is a step toward your best self, and where family and personal development intertwine. As your BFF for Mindset Mastery, I'm here to share insight and laughter, to guide you through the highs and lows, and to celebrate your journey towards authenticity and fulfillment. Join us as we redefine what it means to live beautifully, love our journey, and embrace our true selves. Let's rise, shine, and redefine together. Hi, and welcome back to the Rise, Shine, and Redefine podcast. I am here with Laura Ordeal, and she is going to go deep dive into subconscious mind, learning how to create practical tips with a little bit of woo, all the things that I absolutely love. And she also left this corporate job of 23 years to really take off and live her own design and her own life. And I cannot wait to hear your story. So Laura, if you don't mind sharing, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me here, Karen. I appreciate it. I'm excited to have the conversation. Yeah, I did. I left a corporate job of 23 years just a couple years ago. My daughter was getting ready to have a baby, and it was a great excuse for me to be able to help out with him and also really concentrate in the joy of my life and doing the things that I wanted to do. And so it was scary a little bit, you know, when you have those big changes come in, it gets a little crazy, but it was so exciting at the same time. And I chose to lean into the excitement, and I have not regretted it even for a minute. It's been wonderful, almost 2 years now. And I'm just thrilled with being able to work with the people I work with, to do the things I want to do, to have the flexibility to step in when I can with helping with my family and all those things. So it's a fun adventure and I love it all.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. I mean, it must feel so freeing also, like getting to have your own schedule and have time with your family. And it sounds like you all create and have gone really deep on the subconscious, doing some of the woo type work. And can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do. I've been for a good while professional intuitive and astrologer. And then a few years back, I decided I wanted to add in something. And so I stepped into hypnosis, which in my mind was a very practical thing to do. People laugh at me because it's like hypnosis, practical? I don't know. But in my brain, it was a very practical step. And I'm from a military family, and there were things throughout my family and with some of my friends and things with PTSD, CPTSD, those types of things, trauma that's there. And even people, our families had a lot of trauma outside of even military stuff. And I just wanted something that was really going to kind of be a cheat code or be a little bit of a shortcut to the healing process, because it's taken me a long time. You know, obviously I was in corporate for, like I said, 23 years. I did not want to be in corporate for 23 years. But it took me a really long time to take the steps to get out of it, because change was scary, fearful. All the what ifs came into play, you know, and that's where I started to really explore and learn about the subconscious and how it directed our lives. You know, you hear about it if you're in any kind of, well, even in the world period anymore, I was going to say woo world, but even in the world, you hear about the subconscious, you hear about the work that does, how it helps us, but we don't really realize how much in control and in play it is. It's always trying to protect us, always. However, sometimes that protection is not comfortable. It comes in migraines, IBS, chronic fatigue. It comes in anxiety and panic attacks. It comes in somehow something that, quote unquote, we don't know what it is stopping us. We start to move forward. We gain a little bit of momentum and then something happens. And it's like it always happens. Something blocks our way to the progress that we want to make. That's because there's something going on in the subconscious that says, you know what? That's not safe. We're not going to do that. And if this is the only way I can stop you, this is what I'm going to do. In comes the migraines, in comes, you know, all of the physical difficulties that we have. But we don't realize it because it's been there for so long. We don't understand that what's happening is there's this little tiny line of code in the hard drive of our brain, which is what our subconscious is. Our subconscious is put into play when, even before we're born, you know, we hear things in the womb, we start to process things. And then when we're up to about 7 years old, we're kind of putting that hard drive coding into place, you know, okay, here's what we're going to operate on for our life. Do we add to it along the way? Absolutely. Absolutely. The issue is oftentimes we don't delete the files we no longer need. There's a file inside a file inside a file that's got some line of code in there that's directing us now that's no longer serving us. So it's a little bit like subconscious mind is the bus driver and you're driving along and you're like, hey, I want to take a left. And it's like, no, 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 this is the way we go. This is what we know. We're not going to just go off track, you know, turn wherever because we don't know what's down that road. We don't know what to expect. I might not be able to keep you safe. And so it doesn't let you do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I want to unpack some of this a little bit. So yeah, we're like walking 7-year-olds, right? Because our subconscious mind, I think, kind of finishes developing, but like we're programmed, like we're like sponges, I think, right? When up until we're 7. So we're all like walking around as like 7-year-old self. But I wanted to unpack them. So you mentioned deleting. Like we need to delete some of these files because it sounds like it's on overload. Like what are some things we can start doing to kind of delete the files that don't add value to making change or adding value to our life? What are some ways to do that?
Well, one of the main ways is obviously as a hypnotist is through hypnosis. You know, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and hypnosis are great ways to access the mind. There are other ways to start the process with, I have like color guide.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt. I think some of my listeners might not really know what hypnosis is. Can you just share a little bit about what that is so they understand it and what it's not? Because I think some people might think like, oh, I'm going to jump on one foot on stage. So I just want you to share kind of what hypnosis is for them.
Yeah, let me backtrack for just a minute on understanding a little bit about the subconscious mind real quick. What happens with the subconscious mind too is, as I said, its main job is to keep us safe. So as we go through life, it kind of creates these little protective versions of ourselves. Say you're 2 years old or younger. Could be younger, and you have an experience that for the 2-year-old is traumatic, is difficult. Maybe it's your parents having an argument. That's a big deal for, you know, a 2-year-old. Your subconscious steps in and creates this little tiny version of you, you know, this little armored version that comes out and says, I've got you. Don't worry about it. I've got you. And so it deals with that situation. You move forward in life. And then you're in school and you have an instance where there's a bully or a mean teacher or something where, again, oh my gosh. Trauma for you. Again, subconscious comes in, creates it, and goes through life. So it's like the little Russian nesting dolls that come into play. You have one inside the other. We have those inside of ourselves. What happens, unfortunately, is sometimes those little versions of ourselves get stuck in a loop in that moment, repeating the trauma, you know, living in that. And so it's like a little thorn inside of us that's way down deep, that's causing all of this disruption, like a weed grows out from it and all of these little things start to happen. So you have all these little symptoms. And it can happen one of two ways where from the time you're tiny, you have this little thing that's grown out that now you live your life in anxiety all of your life you've had anxiety or anger issues or something else that's come up, stomach issues, something like that. That can be from one of those little tiny versions of you. The other thing that can happen is somewhere along the line, you finally add on that last little trauma that kind of cracks the nut. And then in comes all of a sudden chronic fatigue or migraines or the anger issues. And it's just like, oh my gosh, what happened? But now I'm this whole different person. You might see that happen with someone in your life. If all of a sudden they have, you know, issues, PTSD, trauma, something like that. They shift. And it's because that one moment your mind said, that's enough. We are going to deal with and clear these issues. Go back and have the conversation and either reintegrate or, you know, let go of these other little versions of you. And it's a lot like when you have a puppy. You know, when you have a puppy, they're wonderful. They're so much fun. But when they come up to you for attention and they want attention, you don't give it. They're going to run off and chew up your best pair of shoes and do bad things on your carpet and all of those things. But when you give it attention, you've got that lifelong friend. So we really need to be giving attention. And it's like you said, yeah, we put those things into place when we're young. We've built on them. But most of us have not gone in and done that little reset, that cleanup through hypnosis. And hypnosis is a bit of moving the conscious mind out of the way to have those conversations with the subconscious. That's what it does. And I often tell people, because they do have that experience of, you know, the stage stuff is actually a great thing to look at, because every one of those people up on that stage agreed to do that, agreed to say, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have fun. It's going to be funny. I'm not worried about it. So yes, I'm giving my permission. Yes. That's what happens in hypnosis. Nothing can happen that you don't give you're okay for. I'm not in control of you ever. You are always in control. You can get up and stop the session immediately. You can get up and walk out of the room, come back. We'll continue the session. You are in control. And it's different for everyone. And I often tell people, you can't do it wrong. Because it might be that you come and you sit down and you kind of hear my voice through the whole entire thing. It might be that you hear it and then you don't remember something. And then, oh, you come back and you have no idea what's happening. And then you go out. So you're drifting in and out. Might be that you don't remember anything at all. Might be that you fall asleep. You cannot do wrong. And as long as you have someone that's supporting that on the other side, like me, the hypnotist, is supporting that for you, you should feel relaxed, safe, okay. Oftentimes, the first session that I do with people is to kind of break the ice and let people experience what it's like so that they can let their mind, because I know the first time I did it, oh my gosh, can I scratch? What if my brain goes over here? What if my brain goes over there? What if I'm thinking about my laundry that I forgot to, you know, all of those things come to mind. And it's absolutely okay for all of that to be in play.
I love that. I mean, a way to talk to your subconscious mind, I think that is such an incredible tool. And I'm sure you have multiple stories of when hypnosis might have really helped somebody or really changed the way their brain thought. Well, I want to come back to other ways to delete files, but really quick, if you have a story about when you've used hypnosis and you really saw a client really shift their consciousness, I would love to hear about that.
Yeah, I actually had a wonderful client that I worked with who came to me who had 17 different symptoms that she was dealing with, and not easy symptoms. They were, you know, panic attacks, anxiety, insomnia, IBS, so many, hypervigilance, all these things that were going on, the feeling of not feeling worthy, you know, all of these things. The wonderful thing I want you to know about hypnosis too is it's not just about clearing out the clutter, clearing out the bad crap. It's about adding in some of the good things like confidence, like clarity, like motivation, adding in some of those things, kind of cranking those up too. But with her, I actually do packages that are about 6 to 7 sessions normally. That's kind of my main thing right there, and it does an overhaul. I have other ways of doing it, which I can share with you later. But with that, we hit, and that's 6 weeks out of your life. That's it. And I have ways to do it shorter. But at that sixth session, you know, we'd been going along and things had kind of been moving, doing. And I said, well, there's going to be a moment when you just know, you know, it'll feel like a switch has been flipped. You'll feel different. You might recognize what happens in that session. You might not. It's okay, but you will feel the difference. And after we did that sixth session, we talked going into the next one. And she said, you're absolutely right. It's gone. Everything's changed, you know, and we'd cleared 17 symptoms in 6 weeks, 17. And I was just, I was in awe at that point of, wow, that is so incredible. That is so amazing.
And, okay, wait, and- I want to land that for people. You helped clear 17 symptoms from 6 weeks of hypnosis, which is really just you get to lay there and do nothing while the hypnosis guides you through these meditative state and literally reprogram your brain in 6 weeks.
Yes, in 6 weeks, which is basically those sessions were an hour to an hour and a half max. I mean, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. So in maybe 7-8 hours total, we cleared 17 symptoms. That's the magic of your subconscious. That's
yeah. So why doesn't everyone do this? Hello, we would have such a better world.
We would. I think, you know, some businesses out there might be a little upset at how much and how often and how wonderful we clear these things. But for the person, it's just magic. It's like instead of trying to climb the mountain and climb a mountain and climb, you know, get over to the where you feel better and you're, you know, it's such a difficult thing and you're doing it for years and years. It's like there's this little door that opens to a tunnel underneath the mountain that gets you right over to the other side. And I love that. I love it. It's amazing. And I am in awe of the people that come to me willing to make that change and saying, it has to change. I have to change things. And we do. We change them.
Yeah. I mean, I've done hypnosis before and I've done it on like money blocks, right? Like, I'm like, okay, how can I up-level my life? And it is really powerful. I love hypnosis. I mean, I'll just put headphones in, lay down. I have not had a professional hypnotherapist yet. Maybe we'll talk after this. But I have done recordings and really stuck with like a program, and it does really shift the way you look at the way things are happening in your life, and like the reticulated activated system like kind of really gets activated for the good versus all the negative. And I mean, hypnosis is so powerful, and I think it's just such a important tool to have in your toolbox for mental health, for physical health, for emotional health, and really just start to uplevel your life in so many ways just with 6 weeks of committing. Just commit to showing up and your life can change like that. And I think that is so incredible and so powerful. And I love that you're able to do that for people and really change their life. I mean, I think a lot of us need some hypnosis in our life for sure.
Yeah, I think that we all do need some hypnosis in our life too, because we do have, it's like weeding your garden or, you know, taking care of those things, because we all have those things that really need to be pulled out at the root and taken care of. And the thing that happens often with people is they do try to clip away at the top of the weed, you know, we can remove this little thing or get rid of that little thing. But until you go down and dig at that very root and pull it out, then all of the things go away. That's why I love the work and the protocol that I use, because it's not about going in and fixing one thing and then saying, okay, we've got that. Now let's go to this. Now let's go to this. We're grabbing in the whole thing and, you know, pulling out the root and saying, there you go. Now it should all be gone, you know? And it's so interesting because it's like being at this new zero point in your life. And it's almost sometimes a little bit like, what do I do now? You know, I don't have to live my life around where's the nearest bathroom, or I don't have to live my life around how am I going to calm my anxiety, or, you know, anything like that. And it drives me crazy when I hear people be told, this is something you're just going to have to live with in your life. So learn to deal with it, learn to work around it. You know, I had someone tell me that they had OCD and they were constantly told, okay, well, I can probably get you to where you can manage your symptoms pretty well, or, you know, manage the thing fairly well. And then he had all of these people in a group who was supposed to be supportive. And it was like the crabs in the bucket. They kept pulling people back down because people would come in and say, I really think I'm doing better. I think I've got this, you know, I'm doing incredible and it's kind of going away. And people would step in and say, oh, well, that's fine, but just know that you're always going to have this. This is something that you're always going to be dealing with. And it's like, no. Don't do that and never listen to anyone that tells you that. It's not true. It's absolutely, most of the time, it is absolutely not true. And it makes me crazy.
It's the power of the mind, right? It's like 95% is like subconscious.
And it is.
And when you're reprogramming that and shifting that, you can heal. You can show up fully. You can be better. And I know I wish more people that had more health issues would look into this, because it will really change their life. But I think it's hard for people to wrap their head around like the power of gnosis. And it's not like an immediate gratification either. We're in like an immediate gratification type world. Like, oh, I did it once. It doesn't work. But it's like working out. Like, you're not going to go to the gym one time and work out and be fit. Like, you have to work that muscle. And your brain is a muscle also. You got to keep working it and keep showing up for it and keep nurturing it. And what I'm hearing you say is you can do that through hypnosis. And I absolutely love that. That is so beautiful. I just can't stress it enough. Like, start doing hypnosis. That is amazing. Is there anything else or anything more you want to share on hypnosis? Or would you like to talk about other ways we can delete the files in our brain that no longer serve us?
I want people to know that oftentimes they don't connect the subconscious to the physical things in our life. But if you think about it for just a moment, our subconscious is running everything in our body right now. We're speaking, we're breathing, it's balancing the hormones, it's doing all the things. So why would you not think that it could go in and make changes and adjust things at whatever level you need it to adjust? I actually have someone else who does the same protocol that I do, and she was working with a gentleman who stuttered all his life. And through this process, and I could tell you the story of how it came about, but just know that in the moment of coming out of, I don't even think it was the sixth, it was like the fourth session, they started having a conversation about what he experienced in that session. And it took him about 5 to 10 minutes, but then they realized his stutter was gone. It was gone.
Wow.
And that was, it was going back and coming into that awareness of the moment that something happened and why it started, you know, what was the moment in place. And it can be something that we would never connect. We don't remember. We are not aware of. We might not even see it during hypnosis, but we come out of it and go, oh, something's happened. Something's different. And in terms of going in and deleting the things, you do that through that process right there that I just talked about. When you do go into hypnosis and you go back and you come into the awareness, awareness is key to everything. And that awareness can be at a different level. It doesn't have to be, ooh, I know what happened now. It can be that inside your mind or inside your soul or wherever it is that it happens, you come to a meeting with that little younger version of you that says, it's okay now. I'm okay. You're okay. Let's both move together forward. Let's reintegrate. Let's become whole again, instead of having these little parts of you that are not there. And that's the process that comes in. So you're able to say that, whether you remember it or not, okay, within your subconscious, that happened. And I understand now. And in a simple understanding, your whole world changes. Whether that's conscious or unconscious, you know that when you have those aha moments in the conscious world, your everything changes. You don't go back to the way it was because now you know. You know that you know, and you go forward. That's what happens at that subconscious level. It changes everything. So that little puppy that is in there that wants the attention has now gotten attention. And now everything can be okay. It's not going to go do difficult things. It's not going to do the things that are going to bring you harm or upset or anything like that. Life can go in a whole new direction. And that's what happens when you go in. And one of the fun, quick, easy ways that I love to share as a quick way to access your subconscious is with color. And I have a free color guide. I think I probably shared the free link with you. If you go to my website, you can find it. And it says Color Energy Guide. And I'm actually also a certified color coach. So that's one of my other little things in there. And when I started learning about color, it was kind of almost at an energetic level. But then I found it to be an incredible anchor for the subconscious. Because we have color around us all the time. And so if you bring color in, let's say you really need some clarity on something. Gosh, I really need to get clear on this. You go in and I have like a 2-minute activation kind of meditation where you bring in your intention to get clear. And then you let it go and you go and you pick out an anchor. And what I mean by an anchor is something that's white. It can. I've used a white piece of paper. It doesn't have to be complicated. White shirt. I love flowers. White flowers, whatever color you're bringing in. So you bring in that color and you have it around for the week. You know, I like to do it for a week at a time. And what happens is now you have told your subconscious, I need clarity. And you've anchored that to the color white. So now every time you see the color white for this time period, your subconscious goes, oh, that's right. We want clarity. And it's going to go out into all that universal information that's out there. And it's going to bring in what you need for clarity. So whether you notice that color consciously or subconsciously, doesn't matter at that point. You walk past it and maybe you don't notice it, but your subconscious does because you saw it. It registers information that we don't even pay attention to, right? All the time. And so when it does that and it's working for you in the background, how cool is that? That's a wonderful way to move into something.
Oh my gosh, I want to check out this color chart. I want all the things. I'm going to find all the colors and anchor it all down. I think that is so cool. I will share your color link in my show notes also, so everyone can have access to it and really anchor it down. What came to mind when you were talking about color, I feel like when you can also get present with it, it might even anchor it a little more. And one way I love to get present with color is going on a nature walk and picking a color, whatever color that might be. And I remember one day I picked the color yellow and I walked outside my house and I never noticed these yellow flowers that literally were outside my front door every single day until I was like, I'm picking yellow today. And I feel like with the same thing, it's like when you get really present with a color, consciously or not, the world is going to start to shift for you and the lens is going to start to shift and life is just going to get better. Like, why would you not want to use these tools in your life? I mean, anything for life hacking, right? I mean, I think I'm obsessed. I'm so excited. I'm going to go pick all the colors when we get off this call. And clarity is definitely something I am working on because I am trying to create my coaching business and get very clear on, you know, who I'm serving, what my niche is, how can people benefit. So I am going to get some white flowers and learn all the things about clarity and your color chart and your color link and have the subconscious get to work. I am super psyched about that.
And I just think it's so easy and so amazing. And sometimes people think that's too easy, but it happens all the time. And I remember a story of a woman who was saying, it's too easy, it's too easy, it's too easy. And yet it's like, no, just do this. And they went off and this is a story actually from one of my other people that does this. But this woman no, that's too easy. I can't do that. You know, give me more. No, just do this, trust in it and be aware of the things that come. Awareness again is key to everything. You know, when you turn around and all of a sudden you see this wall of white, what are you thinking about in that moment? What comes to mind in that moment? What's there? Is it information for you? You know, to be in that aware state and that receiving state of willingness. But she was busy. She was doing all the things. And she went to a office supply store and went in. And all of a sudden, she said she found herself in the middle of all of this white paper, you know, the aisle with all the white paper. And it was just like this flash that came to her, you know, those aha moments. And it was like, oh. And she knew exactly what she wanted to move forward with and what she wanted to do. And that's the incredible moments that I love, you know, any of the colors. Yellow, I don't know if yellow is on my list. Gold is. But yellow is actually about getting things done, you know, getting in there and getting things done and doing what needs to be done. So sometimes when we're seeing those colors, it's a little bit of a hint. Here's what you need to work on. And once you go through the color guide and you have that awareness of, oh, here's what this color is, and here's what this color is, and here's what this color is. When you start to see those colors and you see the color everywhere, you know, maybe you see blue everywhere, and blue is all around truth and wisdom and information like that. And so it might be, hey, maybe you need to look at your own truth a little bit. Maybe you need to realize your own wisdom, amplify that. Activate that color in your life for a week and see what happens. So it can really give us clues too when we're open to it. And if you're not liking a color, ooh, you know, that color's really annoying me. Again, it might be something, maybe that's a little bit of something I need to work on and be more open to. Maybe it's something blocking me that I need to clear.
Yeah, it's like clues. And it's okay, yeah. Now it's time to redirect. Like, okay, I'm seeing a lot of blue. Maybe I need to redirect back to my voice and my truth and my wisdom and show up differently in that way. And when you have the awareness, you can accept. And when you can accept, you can move through it. And it's so powerful. Like, I want you guys to really get this that are listening. Like, there are so many tools and so many life hacks to enhance your life that you can just do on your own. Like, even with hypnosis, yes. Work with Laura. I absolutely, well, I can't guarantee it because I've never had hypnosis with you, but it sounds like she can really change your life. And if that's too hard for you, you can listen to her recordings, check out the color link, start anchoring these colors in and showing up in your life differently. It's time to up level and transform your life. And I am just so excited about these. I did not know that color could redirect your life. I mean, wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to try more colors.
It's so fun. It is just fun. And it does make a difference. That's the, you know, so many people won't turn to hypnosis because they do think of it as the entertainment thing. And it's like, oh, that's not really going to work. Or maybe they've even had an experience with hypnosis where maybe it didn't work. But that doesn't mean that just means maybe they didn't quite connect with the right person. Just like anything, you know, sometimes you need to try again or search out the right person. Talk with them a little bit about the way that they do their work, about what your expectations are, and about whether they can really meet those expectations. And if someone, I do not do single sessions. I do a few of them. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not have that amazing outcome of it happening in the first session or even the second or whatever. It's just kind of an average that I found is the most successful with the deep work that I do. It might be that you only have one or two things that really need to be dealt with and they are cleared in a couple sessions. Then maybe we'll just use the other sessions for boosting some of the things or doing some of the other little things that, ooh, I want to tweak this a little or I want to do that. But talk with the person. I actually, you know, I have a free 20-minute call that I encourage people to come on and have a conversation with me about what's going on and what I can help with and how I can help. And I think that's important. If somebody won't talk to you ahead of time, I don't know. I mean, you can certainly go and try it, but if they're not willing to answer some questions, I would find someone that is.
Yeah, it's like finding a therapist. You just you find the one that's a good fit, and sometimes it takes a couple tries to get there, and that's okay. I have another question about, do you incorporate color into your hypnosis?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do, or sometimes I'll just have the person do that part on their own to just say, here's an additional tool for you this week. Go play with it. Go have some fun. Because when you are dealing with difficult things, when you are wanting that change process, sometimes just having a little fun with something can be fun and interesting. And if you're someone who likes to create and you have color, whether that creation is in painting, drawing, you know, crocheting, putting flowers together, it gives them something that they love to do and activates the subconscious mind at the same time, which is amplifies that energy and amplifies the way of moving forward that you want to move. So I do both. I might encourage someone to do that on their own, and I might add it in to the session that I do. And I often talk with people, you know, I have a protocol that I use. And when I say protocol, it's like, here's the sessions that I'm going to do kind of in this order. But each one is going to be very different because I'm dealing with a different client every time. And I want it to be tailored to you in the way that is super important. I want to make sure that I hear you and that I understand you and the words and that are important to you, because words are so key. And I have people sometimes when I go through and they're like, ooh, you know, that one part kind of bugged me, or it woke me up, or did this, or makes me uncomfortable. That's great. Tell me that, because I can change that. Absolutely. We'll take that out. I don't want you to have that to be a block in any way for you moving forward in what you want. Or I add in words that you've given me that are important to you. Maybe it is communication. Maybe it's connection. Maybe it's confidence. Whatever those words are, I want to make sure that I'm going according to you, what you need, what you want, the outcome that's important to you.
I love that. I love that you set up a container for them and really make them feel safe and use their own words and their own wisdom to really anchor it. I love this word, like anchor it in for them and really connect with the subconscious so we can change. And I just think that's so beautiful. Just out of my own curiosity, I want to jump back to the color for a second. Can you give us just like a really brief overview of like the main colors, like just kind of what they represent? So like, if you see a lot of red.
Red is a deep, deep love. It is that like our soul group love, a love that is there to really support us and guide us, and that deep connection that we have with those around us. A lot of people would think, you know, ooh, it's anger, or it's what, that might be the difficult side of it where you're not stepping into that love. And there's the shadow side of all of it. I use the word shadow, you know, the difficult side of things. That might mean that you really need to activate that color and kind of find what it does mean to you. What it is, where that connection with those people around you are. Pink is a little bit of a version of that. Pink is unconditional love. It's that love that is accepting in all things. It says, I love you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know, and we need that for ourselves. A lot of people can be like, have an aversion to pink and be like, ugh. That might mean that you do need to bring in a little bit of unconditional love or an acceptance around someone, including yourself, and letting that flow through you and find that it's okay and it's comfortable. White, as I said, is clarity and cleansing. It can be very cleansing to kind of clear out all the stuff, hit that reset button and kind of go, okay, let's clear out what we don't need. Let's find the clarity in what we do. Green, I love green. There's kind of a couple different versions of green, but green overall is actually communication, because communication is everything. Right? We're meant to communicate in every way with everything, everywhere. And so it's really bringing in communication. It can be especially around our business, like an emerald green can be around that and where we need to amplify the communication in that. It's also the life force, the fun, the abundance, the growth, new life, and the energy of that. If you think of like a light green kind of color, you know, in springtime, we have all of those beautiful colors starting to come up, and it's almost a buzzing energy of life that's there. So to really activate the fun and the playtime in it and the joy of it. Purple is kind of living in purpose, living in the knowledge of who you are and what you are. Purple was the color of royalty, and they were the ones that really had the knowledge, and they guided the community. They were the ones that were there and looked to, and that's us. You know, we have that inside of us. We have that kingdom inside of us that we are the ruler of, whether it's just us or something else that we're a part of. But we have the knowledge and the purpose always. And sometimes, you know, people are like, I need my purpose. No, you just need to kind of clear the veil on what that purpose is. It's there. It's inside of you. And it's been there since you came into this world, maybe even before. And then we go into blue. Blue is truth and wisdom. And I tell people, you know, with these colors, one of the things is they can be kind of brought in on a softer level or a really intense level. You want to make changes fast and quick, bring that in on an intense level. When you're doing truth and wisdom, be aware that when you activate that, it's going to bring truth to you as well. So be prepared to hear truth, like it or not, when you bring that in, because that's important for us. We need truth in our life. We need to be speaking our truth. So it's not only about speaking your truth, but about receiving truth as well. All of this is an interaction, is an exchange. What's orange? Orange is balance and intuition, because when we're using our intuition, we bring in a natural balance. But it's funny that one of the guys said, you know, they moved from New York to LA, and it was like, you know, a whole different world and all of this upheaval. And he brought in orange and orange and orange. And his husband said, you have to stop that. No more orange. We're fine. We're okay. We're balanced. And so, but orange is really being open to the different sides of things and looking at it intuitively and going, what do I need to bring into my life for balance? What do I need to put out to bring balance? And opening that door wide. Gold. Gold is amazing. Gold is...
Yes, tell me all the gold. My son, he's 6, is obsessed with the color gold. We had a golden birthday party. He has gold everywhere. He loves gold. So just give me all the goods about gold.
You can go read about it on the thing too. But gold is very much being at the top of the game. It is... like that, you know, the golden statue, the Oscar, kind of being in there and just being amazing. It's very much an entrepreneurial color, a leadership color, a color of independence and being out there and really kind of activating who you are out there in the best possible way and knowing that you are valuable and you are all of that. So it's an incredible energy, and it will really kind of get you into a place of motivation, of determination, of knowing you've got this. You have got this. Silver is wonderful. Silver is like the goddess and the moon and the energy of there, but it really kind of brings in the energy of home, of welcome. Silver is also very flexible, very malleable. It's sturdy, but it's malleable. And that's important because it kind of brings in both sides of, you know, the feminine, the masculine being available. And it's a little bit of the energy that kind of, you know, it's home. And when you think of home, it's like the little light in the window, or like the moon that lights up the dark. You know, it kind of gives us that sense of energy. And what's another color that's right there? Blue, green, the earth tones. So
black,
the
what
earth
about
tones
black?
In general. Black is amazing. Most people think about this. Black is about really kind of holding our own energy, containing who we are and keeping it here and not really kind of splattering it everywhere. Think about New York. Think about all the people, and so many of them wear black, right? Because they don't have a lot of, they're next to people all the time. They're within people's other energies all the time. So it helps them kind of hold on to their own energy, be who they want to be in their own space. So it's really, most earth tones will do that. They really do kind of ground us in who we are and help us to maintain that. So it's really beautiful. Brown, black, gray, those colors. So there you go.
I love that. And do you think, you know, when you get like an aura reading and you have all the colors, and do those relate, or like, is color like a vibration? So it's kind of the same anywhere?
Yeah, I think it is. And it is. I mean, when I started working with color, it was as an energy and activating the energy of that color. And I just found that it works wonderful at the subconscious level as that anchor to really move what we want. Here's the thing with the way that I kind of see how things flow within us a little bit. I see all the energy and all the information in the universe kind of out here, you know, above our head, out everywhere. It's everywhere. Whether you think of that as Akashic Records, the universe, spirit, God, whatever, that's the information that's out there. Our subconscious is like a gateway, a doorway that information can flow through and into. And so when you open that and you're like, okay, here's the information that I want, and it flows through our subconscious, and then it kind of comes down inside of us into our intuition. And I always say our intuition is our first sense. It's not our sixth sense, because our intuition is activated first. It comes in with that information, and then it uses the other senses or clairs or whatever you want to call them. I say senses because that's the easiest way. It activates the knowing, it activates the seeing, it activates the hearing, all of those to then give us the information that has funneled through what we've asked for, from what we need, from where we are. And so when you're doing that, I think color is a big part of our life, and it does show us a little bit of where we are, what we're, the energy that we're kind of working in, how we're feeling. You know, and it's a wonderful way to activate and change the energy, because with auras, that's kind of a projection of the energy that we're in, and it changes all the time, you know, depending on what's going on in our life. And so if we do see something that's really like orange, if it's really perceptive there, then it can be, ooh, I really am working in that. That's good. What else do I want to amplify or bring in? Or maybe you're seeing that that's kind of, maybe the aura is like really tiny around you and it's only a little bit of orange. Maybe it's a really weak color and you want to boost that. Now you know, you can go in and you can boost that and activate that in a way that you never could before. You didn't realize that you could before. And then it expands and opens up and flows in a way that you really want it to. So, yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful. And if somebody, let's say somebody listening is, maybe it's hard for them to see color, or maybe they're blind or colorblind, or colors are distorted for them. Is there a way they can access the color energy for themselves to understand like what is happening for them? Because I think like for us, we can see color, so it's very clear, but you know, maybe if somebody is having a hard time seeing or can't access the colors properly, what is something they can do to kind of help anchor this for themselves?
Well, that's kind of a wide view, but depending on the situation, you know, you can choose a symbol to go with the color that is going to be meaningful for you. Maybe a triangle is green. It doesn't matter what it is that you know, if you associate that with that situation, green as communication. So the triangle is communication for you. That's wonderful. That's fine. Do that. Draw triangles wherever you are. You don't have to see them in your mind or visualize. That's why sometimes I say, if you can put the color in front of you, you don't have to worry about, I know people say, I can't visualize or it's hard for me. You don't have to. You can just do that. And even in the meditation that I talked about, the 2-minute activation, it can be just hearing it and then having the intention of that going forward. So even if a blind person, hopefully they can hear or they can communicate in some way. If they have that intention in that activation process, they can choose what that means for them. Maybe it is just the word green. So then they set up something in their environment where maybe they write it out, or, you know, with however they communicate, and they have that around where they run their hand over it when they go through to go outside every day. And that activates that for them. That activates that process for them. It's just a reminder. It's just a way for us to trigger something in our mind that goes, oh yeah, we're doing that. Because our subconscious wants repetition. It does. It loves repetition. Just like I said about the bus driver in the beginning, it wants to go down the same road and it wants direction. And so the more we do that, the more reinforcements that we give it, in the direction that we're going, especially once we've hit that reset button and we have a clear new way going forward, the better that neural pathway gets integrated. The more activity you have there, the more energy, the more it's going to ingrain in you. Does that make sense?
Yes, this has been so beautiful. I mean, the magic of color. I love that. The magic of the subconscious mind. We can literally change our lives by reprogramming our subconscious mind. And to be able to do that, like, I want you guys to get this. Like, you can literally change your life in 6 weeks. So start doing that. Laura, as a closing question, what is something in basically like one sentence besides color, because I love the color, but that my listeners can do today that they can take aligned action to start up leveling their life?
Well, they can call me. Actually, you can go to my website and there are some free things on there. There's a recording on there that's called Supercharge Your Success. It gives you 5 different ways to help supercharge your success, but there's also a 10-minute meditation that goes with that. Just listen to that. There's a subliminal on there to end procrastination that's free. You can do that. I also have another spot on another website that I'm a part of called Catch PTSD. So it's just CATCH. Catch PTSD. And if you go on there, there's like an A to Z, you can look me up under Ordeal. And on there is also a couple links to, I think it's 2, and there are 2 free versions of hypnosis. One is for sleeping to help, it helps increase serotonin and melatonin. So your happy hormone and your sleeping hormone, which are very important to each other. And so it really helps with that. There's also one there if you are definitely experiencing pain, go grab that. You can listen to those for free anytime. And so yeah, there's a couple ways to go ahead and get yourself started with for free in those versions right there. So there you go.
Great. And where can people find you? What was the name of your website? And are you on any social media?
My website is my name and it is LauraOrdile. It looks like Ordeal, but it's Laura Ordeal. LauraOrdile.com. You can find all kinds of information there and connections to me there. I'm also on social media under my name on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube too. I always forget about YouTube. YouTube too. I'm there. Mm-hmm. And I also have a podcast called The Change Gang and a free group on Facebook called The Change Gang. So you can come connect with me there anytime you like.
Thank you so much for all the information today. There were so many magical nuggets, the power of the subconscious mind, the power of color, the power that we can change our life. And you are just such a beautiful soul. And I am so appreciative of you taking your time with me today. And I just can't wait to share more and hopefully have you back on the podcast in the future.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our journey towards redefining success and creating an abundant life. If today's episode inspired you, we have a special gift for our listeners. If you love the podcast, consider leaving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering an exclusive Rise and Thrive checklist designed to help you create a thriving morning. Here's how you can claim it. Simply take a screenshot of your review and send it to us at hello@karynm.com. That's hello@karynm.com. Once we receive your screenshot, we'll send you the Rise and Thrive checklist straight to your inbox. Remember, your reviews help us keep the podcast going and reach more listeners who are on their path and redefining their life. So your support means the world to us. Until next time, keep rising, keep shining, and dare to redefine your life in extraordinary ways. This is Karen Meininger, wishing you well and lots of love.